This passage from the Gospel of John helps bring about the Trinitarian aspect of how God, the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does the will of the Father. But especially, I think the words at the beginning of the Gospel are ones that are good for us to remember. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. As we continue during this Easter season, while Lent was a time of purification to help prepare ourselves to be especially enlightened during the Easter season, we unfortunately, at least I know I unfortunately, continue to come in light of ways where there might still be part that needs to be enlightened. And it's good, rather than getting discouraged in that way, to again go to our Lord and to remember those words that also he says later in this gospel when he says he did not come to condemn but to save. When we come to that place of realizing that there is some place where we still struggle with the darkness of sin, with temptation, and with vice, what we should do in those places is remind ourselves this is why Jesus came. He came to save us in the way we could not save ourselves. And so the step is first acknowledge that place of darkness. Don't hide from it. Don't put it under the rock, so to speak, like sometimes we can do in a place of shame. But then after we've acknowledged that place, then we pray a prayer saying, Lord, save me. Save me from this place in the way that I cannot save myself. And our Lord says those words of not desiring to condemn, but rather than to save, because what oftentimes happens when we struggle with those places of darkness, of sin in our lives still, we can hear a voice of condemnation. And again, that voice of condemnation is not the voice of our Lord. That's the voice of the evil one. We instead should say, Lord, again, save me. Save me from those ways I cannot save myself. And that very simple prayer is also a very powerful one as we continue to ask God to enlighten us and to free us from any of those places where we struggle with darkness, but desire and hunger for that light to come into those places of our lives.